You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on July 12, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. The current BC campfire ban came in at noon today with 150 wildfires, particularly in northeast BC. Please stay safe out in the nature. Welcome to episode 26 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. On July 9th, the BC Premier David Eby announced the site for SFU Hospital, where the interim campus will be in the SFU Surrey campus on top of a nearby leased space. The BC government will aid the medical school construction with $33.7 million in capital funding for interim space, $27 million in operational funding via budget 2024, on top of $14 million for startup and planning, according to a BC government press release. Back in May, SFU Senate and Board of Governors approved the SFU Medical School, and the board approved the appointment of David Price, an alumni of UBC Faculty of Medicine, as the founding dean for the SFU Medical School on July 4th. The SFU board also aims to earn preliminary accreditation for the fall of 2025, with accepting first students in the fall of 2026, where SFU's proposed curriculum plans will have at least 130 hours of instruction in a three-year competency-based model. First up today is the violin youth, Na Igel, with Odino Chestfo.
We'll be right back. is Bird Note. Blue-gray gnatcatchers are little birds that can be hard to spot as they forage busily amid dense leaves overhead. But they are definitely worth a closer look. The slim 4.5-inch blue-gray gnatcatcher is found over much of the East and Midwest and in parts of the West. It actively searches trees and bushes for small bugs to eat, often hovering and flaring a long black and white tail. Blue-gray gnatcatchers feast on many kinds of insects besides gnats. Treehoppers, leafhoppers, aphids, spittlebugs, and weevils, not to mention spiders and caterpillars. The biggest surprise about this tiny bird is its ability to mimic other birds' voices. In the course of a male's long, squeaky song, he may sing samples of jays, tanagers, nuthatches, warblers, and many other birds he's heard. The song's variety likely helps attract a mate. Hidden in the dense leaves, the blue-gray gnatcatcher might be easy to overlook, but it has its own amazing story to tell. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day.
That was Odino Chetvo from the Violin Youth, Na Aigo. I'd like to comment on the SAV Athletics at this time. On July 9th, just adjusting my mic here, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference awarded 394 student athletes with Faculty Athletic Representative Awards, where 14 SAV Red Leafs were honored. Natalie Charity, a basketball freshman, earned a 4.06 GPA as a biomedical physiology major. Brooke Dexter, a volleyball junior, earned a 4.01 GPA as a biological sciences major. For her third FAR honor, Claire Dubois, a golf freshman, earned a 4.08 GPA as a business administration major. Mitchell Gibbs, a track and field sophomore, earned a 4.20 GPA as a business administration major for his third FAR honor. Owen Gusmanson, a wrestling sophomore, earned a 4.13 GPA as a molecular biology biochemistry major for his third FAR honor. Tyra Gunnara, a soccer freshman, earned a 3.88 GPA as a kinesiology major. Randon Hall, a swimming junior, earned a 4.28 GPA as a mathematical physics major for his second FAR honor. Taylor Henley, a softball freshman, earned a 4.02 GPA as a behavioral neuroscience major. Louise Ho, a volleyball freshman, earned a 3.85 GPA as a computing science major. Matt Hobson, a soccer senior, earned a 3.85 GPA as a biology biochemistry major. Hannah Koloff, a volleyball senior, earned a 3.89 GPA as a kinesiology major. Mackenzie Maciosia, a soccer senior, earned a 3.91 GPA as a business administration major. Maddie Powell, a track and field junior, earned a 4.03 GPA as a kinesiology major for her third FAR honor. And McKenna Simmons, a freshman in softball, volleyball, earned a 4.12 GPA as a business administration major. To be eligible for GNAC FAR awards, student athletes need to achieve cumulative GPAs of 3.85 or greater, regardless of whether they participate in GNAC championship sports. On July 10th, the SFU Athletics official website announced the return of NCAA Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic, which will take place at Langley Event Center between November 1st and 3rd, featuring 12 teams, including both SFU Red Leafs basketball teams. Next up is Ultraviolets, Ripple and Waves. Here is Treetop Canopy. Thank you. I'd like to comment on the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning collegiate scholarships and some getting drafted into Major League Baseball. Three doubleheaders were on tap in the Premier Division on July 6. The Wally Chiefs swept the host North Shore Twins with scores 3-1, 4-3 at North Vancouver's Parkgate Park. The visitors' White Rock Tritons swept the Victoria Eagles. A 6-0 shutout followed by a 10-8 barn burner at Lambrick Park. And the Abbotsford Cardinals swept the host Victoria Mariners. A 7-0 deep 6 followed by a 3-2 win at Saanich's Laris Park as the visitors completed all three sweeps. There were 5 doubleheaders on July 7th. The visitors, Abbotsford, doubled up the Victoria Eagles twice with 6-3 scores at Lambrick. White Rock bested the host Victoria Mariners 9-5, followed by an 8-1 thumping to complete a sweep at Saanich's Laris. The Langley Blaze blitzed the visitors' Wally Chiefs with scores of 10-1, 12-1 at Langley's McLeod Athletic. The Coquitlam Reds grounded the host UBC Thunder 13-3 in Game 1, who turned the tables in Game 2 with a 13-3 drubbing for a split at UBC's Tourmaline. And the host Mid-Island Pirates blanked North Shore 5-0, followed by a 10-7 slugfest to complete a sweep at Nanaimo's Mariner Field. At the end of July 7th, the Premier Langley Blaze became the 2024 BC Premier League champions for the regular season. Three games were on tap for July 9th. Coquitlam doubled up the visitors North Delta Blue Jays 4-2 at Mundy Park. The host Victoria Eagles soared over the Victoria Mariners 7-2 at Lambrick. And the visitors Langley blitz Abbotsford 11-5. On July 10th, the Parksville Royals congratulated Finn Flahovich on winning this year's David Wallace Scholarship before their game against the Mid-Island Pirates, who bested Parksville in a 12-10 barn burner at Inouye Wallace Field. Three games were on tap for July 11th, one of which involved a non-PBL team. In the morning, the Delta Blue Jays played the King County Mets, based in Kirkland, Washington, at Fort Bourne Park in Centralia, Washington, where the Blue Jays got spanked 7-0. Later on, the UBC Thunderbirds recognized four players on its premier team via Twitter: Oscar Moy, Matt Verlac, Braden Scott, and Alex Cole, for making the Canada U-17 team, which will play in Fort McMurray, Alberta, from August 7th to 11th. Later on, the host White Rock thumped Wally 9-4 at South Surrey Athletic, while UBC doubled up visitors Abbotsford 6-3 at Tourmaline West. Today, the BCPBL congratulated two female players in the Premier Division. Sarah Pangeli of the Coquitlam Reds and Michelle Roach of the Wally Chiefs for being named to the BC Aces U21 team, which also includes Caitlin Gwenther of the Abbotsford Cardinals. The BC Aces U21 will compete in the 21U Women's National Championships at Summerside PEI between August 8th and 11th. Two games are on tap today, one of which involves a non-PBL team. The Delta Blue Jays destroyed the TC Hawaii 2024 18U 9-1 in Centralia, Washington. I believe the game was also at, let me look. The game, I believe, was at Centralia at Fort Bourne Park. Later on, Coquitlam visits Wally. The first pitch at Wally Athletic is at 6:30 p.m.
And you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze clinched first at 30-6. The Delta Blue Jays are second at 27-13. The White Rock Tritons are, let me look, third at 25-13. The Victoria Eagles are fourth at 23-17. The Wally Chiefs are fifth at 20-17. The UBC Thunder are sixth at 18-17. The Abbotsford Cardinals are 19-19. The North Shore Twins are 8th at 17-23. The Parksville Royals are 9th at 15-21. The Okanagan Athletics are 10th at 14-22. Much like the Coquitlam Reds. The Victoria Mariners are 12th at 13-27. And the Mid-Island Pirates are last at 9-27.
For a community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 26 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. The campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music featured on the Northwest League, report on the Western Lacrosse Association with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, TR/ST's. EP, okay. TR/ST EP. The tune is Run, featuring Cecile Believe.
Wonder will they fit ever fall? It doesn't change.